Okay, good evening. We're continuing on Chazara. Probably it'll be today and tomorrow, probably Be'ez Hashem, to finish the Chazara. We're holding on Mem Daled Amud Aleph. So we're dealing with this question that we have a stira between the two brises. One brisa which says that if there's a breach in the wall of the sukkah, you can't get a behemoth, an odom, kelim, the bed, whatever it is, you can't put that in the place of the breach. The other brisa says yes, you can. And we wanted to know what's going on in this seeming stira between the two brises. So the Gemara first attempted an answer by saying one's Rabbi Eliezer and one's the Rabbono, meaning to say Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's mutter to be moisif alo el arai, so with the pekek achaloin, with the window stopper, so here as well, no problem. You can put the thing in the place of the breach. The Rabbanon say no, to be moisif alo el arai is also, so therefore you can't do anything about it. So that the Gemara asked, it said, but hold on a second, that doesn't make any sense, because even Rabbi Eliezer only allows when you're being moisif on an oil arai. Here you're not being moisif, you're creating an oil, because you've only got two walls. The third wall, which you're fixing up, that's going to make the oil. That'll be explained, Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos, what exactly an oil is, different shittas, whether it's because of the Mechitza Materes, or whether it's because we said the possibility of the sechach is changing, or even without that, we said according to Rashi, it's a complete change in the domain from nothing beforehand to a Rosh Hashayochid, stroke sukkah, fine, whatever the Peshat may be, one way or another, it's not being moisif on an oil, alright? This is creating an oil to start with. So sorry, that answer doesn't go. Fine. So the Gemara said, okay, let's try something else. Maybe it's Hor Rabbi Yehuda or Hor Rabbi Meir, Hor Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Meir says, with a behemoth, if you use an animal for a wool, it's not a mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes it is. So we wanted to say like this, that according to Rabbi Meir, who says, if you put an animal there, it's not a mechitza, so gezun tait, you could do it on sukkos. You're not doing anything. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, you're making a mechitza. An animal is good for a mechitza. So you can't put the animal there because that would, like we said, you're making an oil. That was the suggestion. So Rashi asked, he said, but hold on. What sort of havamina is that? What sort of havamina is that? You want to say that the brisa which says you're allowed to put the animal there, that's Rabbi Meir, why? Because since an animal is no good for a mechitza, so you're not doing anything. So what exactly is the point of putting the animal there? It does say in the brisa, k'desha yuchal v'yishtevi yoshi. In order that you can eat, you can sleep, you can drink, you can sleep. So what are you talking about? So Rashi just says, you're right, we could have asked that question. But you know what? We've got two other questions to ask anyway. With those two questions, it's going to knock it out anyway. So you know what? Yeah, we could have answered it. We could have asked it, but we didn't bother. Which we said was very difficult to understand, because this is the most basic question. The way we even put it is it's like a pircha meikara. It's mufrach meikara. It doesn't even get off the ground, the pshat. What do you mean, delav midi kovid? You're not doing anything. It says, k'deshi yechav yishtav yoshim. What are you talking about? So we said, we ended last year with the haskhala of an answer, and that is based on the Ritva. And that is that the Ritva already seems to deal with this question. We said that according to Rashi, we're going to tweak it slightly, but that is that the Ritva says that, look, if that's the only problem you've got, I can get out of it. Who says we're talking on Sukkos? Kedesha Yechav Yishtev Yoshin just simply means I don't know, on a Shabbos, on a Yom Tov, but not Sukkos. And therefore, there's no problem. I don't need a halachic mechitza. So therefore, the brisa which says you're allowed to do it says, you know why you're allowed to do it? Because you're not doing anything. We're going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says a mechitza is not good for a mechitza. Therefore, you're not doing anything. You're not changing. You're not making a rishus hayochid or anything like that. Oba mitziah stick, you want to know why I'm doing it? Because I want to be able to eat or sleep. And I'm not eating in a two-wall hut. I want some sort of privacy. So therefore, that's how we get out of it. Whereas the Braisa, which says you can't do it, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do it. Zecha not on Sukkot, but even I suppose on a normal Shabbos either, you're making a Rosh Hashayochid. Two walls. Okay, the truth is that I shouldn't say that too quickly because it may depend on how much of a third wall you've got. But potentially you could be making a Rosh Hashayochid, or the other Braisa is talking about on Sukkot, whichever way you want. So we said that according to Rashi, we're not going to go quite as far as that. We wanted to say within Rashi himself, and Be'ez Hashem will explain soon a little bit why. And this is where, as I said, as we ended, we said that according to Rashi, I don't have to say that we're not talking about on Sukkos. We are talking about on Sukkos. But when you put this third wall in place, there are two things you're doing. One is potentially a halachic change. And the other one is posha a metziah sticker change. The halachic change is, if the mechitza is good, then you've just created a sukkah. You created a Rosh Hashayochid, you've created a sukkah. The second change is, even if it's not halachically good as a mechitza, so for example, because it's an animal, point one. Or it could be, it's because it's not tied down properly, you're using a sheet. So it wouldn't work as a mechitza. So it wouldn't work to create a sukkah. It wouldn't work to create a Rosh Hashayochid. Oh, but a metziah sticker change, you can have. Beforehand, I wasn't comfortable eating there because there was a lack of privacy. Now I would be comfortable eating there. Right? You may say, but you're not allowed to. Because it's sukkah, you're not allowed to. I'm allowed to have a snack. Sleeping is a little bit more tricky as it happens. Because sleeping is a... What would be the heter to sleep there? You know, even a Shein HaSarah you're not supposed to have. So that nekud of it is a little bit, would still be a little bit tricky. I'm not sure if we'd have a very good answer for that. So maybe it won't work to say Sukkos. For the moment, bear that in mind. But for the moment, stick with it for itself. Because maybe it's not going to work with Sukkos. We'll see if it does. See if there is any reason to say that. But the Ritva says, if that's your only problem, I can get out of it by saying we're talking about some other Yom Tov. Tainu Kedesh Yecha V'Yishter V'Yoshin is talking about Metziyos Dik, not Halochot Dik. Clear? Okay. So now, what we're going to do is, let's go a little bit further in the Gemara, and then Be'ez Hashem will come, you know, put it together, Be'ez Hashem. The Gemara asks, so we're holding on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, V'tispera, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara asks, V'tispera, do you really think that this Peshat works? Why shouldn't it work? Well, Amar, let me say, the Shomat Leila Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, yeah, we've seen the shit of Rabbi Meir, but regarding a behemoth. Now, the way Rashi explains it is because a behemoth may run away. That's why it's no good for a mechitza. So, fine, you can answer up the brisa which says you're allowed to put an animal there. It's because an animal is no good as a mechitza because it may run away. Fine. But remember that brisa also says, sorry, I've lost the place in a second. Oh, but Odom v'kelim mishamat le. Have you learnt, have you seen that Rabbi Meir puzzles even an Odom and Kelim? Well, Kelim for shteitzach, why should Kelim be no good? And even Odom, well, he's got das. So he's in control of himself. He doesn't just run away just like that. And especially if he knows that he's eventually, subsequently, as we'll Be'ez Hashem discuss, he's allowed to subsequently realize that he is part of a mechitza, so he'll stay there. He's in control of himself. Who says Rabbi Meir would pass on an Odom? Now, Tosfos pointed out that's not the maskon of the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says the reason of Rabbi Meir is, like we said, it's to do with Ruach Chaim and a mechitza which has Ruach Chaim in it, right? It's made of Ruach. It's got spirit, wind in it, air. Air is probably the best word. So that's no good for a mechitza, which includes an Odom. An Odom is no good for a mechitza. So Tosfos just said that in Dibur HaMaskel D'Ibid D'Malu, Tosfos just said, yeah, we're talking about what it means to say is, according to the one in Sukkah who said that the reason is because of Shem or Tibrach, an animal may run away, so how are you going to explain Odom? From Rashi, it's mashma, no, Rashi understood from here that we are going in that Peshat, Shem or Tibrach. The reason why an animal is no good is because it may run away. This is going to be key, Be'ez Hashem, to understand the Mahalik and Rashi. The reason is because Shem HaTibrach. I know you, the Gemara in Sukkah comes to the Maskon or not like that. Fine. We are going, at this stage in the Gemara, we're going in the other Manda Omar. We're going in the one who says that the reason is because Shem HaTibrach. So we're asking, according to that understanding of Shem HaTibrach, so if you say the reason because of Shem HaTibrach, how's that going to work with Odom and obviously Kedem as well? Yeah, that's what yeah. Now, the question is there any other Hechruch? Let me just see a sec. Yeah. Is there any other reason that forced Rashi to learn the Gemara over here like that? So for the moment, I'm sort of just laying the grounds. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see when we get to Tosfos. I'm going to show you another reason why I think Rashi learnt that we're going in the Ma'adon Hashem or Tibrach. Okay? Be'ez Hashem, we'll come to it when we get to Tosfos. But one way or another, I believe that Rashi is not learning like Tosfos that we're stum asking in that Manda Omar. What would you say according to the Manda Omar in Sukkah? No. This is the Gemara is going with that Shitta. So, Oy Bazoy, if the reason you're telling me that Rabbi Meir doesn't allow a behemoth is because Shema Tirach, because they may run away, so Oy Bazoy, I don't understand what's going on with Odom. Odom and Kenim should be good. Right? Fine. As I said, but Be'ez Hashem, we're going to build on that a little bit more. So we've got two Nukudas which Be'ez Hashem we have to build on. Number one, we wanted to know, you know, Rashi said, why doesn't the Gemara just knock out this Peshat because it just doesn't even start? Doesn't even start. Because you're saying we could be talking about a different Yom Tov, right? Sorry, that's the answer. You're saying that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not doing anything, but it says, Kadesh Yechav Yishtev Yoshin. So we said that Rashi answers, yeah, we could have asked that. But we said, but it's the most basic question. Says Rashi, so we said the Peshat may be that if that was your only question, we could wriggle out of it by saying, we're talking about a different Yom Tov, or something like that. In other words, we're not talking about halachodik, Kedesh Yechav Yishtev Yoshin, but rather, metziosdik. I want to have the privacy. Okay, that's a haskolah for that. Now we've got another nekuda, which is, fine, the Gemara asks, the Gemara does ask its first question now. If you want to say the Peshat is that we're going in Rabbi Meir says an animal is no good for a mechitza, fine, that's very good for a behemoth. But what about Odom and Kedem? Says Rashi. Why? What's the difference between behemoth and Odom? Because behemoth is no good because it's Shem HaTibrach, it may run away. Right? You can see from the question of the Gemara, okay, Tosfos says we're going in that Mandoma. Rashi says that's not what it says. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll add on a little bit more to that, Be'ez Hashem, what pushes Rashi to learn like this. The whole sugya is going in that understanding that the reason why behemoth is no good according to Rabbi Meir is because Shem HaTibrach may run away, Hence the Gemara's question. Well, that doesn't explain Odom V'Kedem. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. So, yeah. So, Tosfos, just 1 second. Yeah. So, the Gemara now goes on with its second question. Vesu and furthermore, right, this is 6 lines up from the bottom. Vesu and furthermore, Rabbi Meir Aliba Daman. Who is Rabbi Meir going according to? It's very nice saying, well, Rabbi Meir doesn't allow behemoth, doesn't work as a mechitza because Hashem Tibrach, whatever you want to say. Hold on, who is he going in? E Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. See if he's going in Shittas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who says you're allowed to be Moisif. So, other way around. Sorry, I may have quoted it the wrong way around earlier, by the way. Yeah? Rabbi Eliezer is the Machne. Yeah? He's the one who says it's got to be tied and hanging. I think I said it the wrong way around earlier. I'm not sure. But, yeah? So, if he's going in Rabbi Eliezer, so Lehoisif Nami Yosa, it's also even to be Moisif on the oil. Right? Meaning to say, that what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the third wall. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the third wall. Well, if you're going in Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying the reason why it's allowed is because let me just think here. It could be even the fourth wall. It wouldn't work. But the Maaseh we're saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so yes, I suppose we are coming out the third wall, more likely. Okay, we're saying like this. Rabbi Meir says, no problem. You could put the person, the Kaden, the behemoth, whatever it is. Okay, we're talking about the behemoth now. You're allowed to put the behemoth in place. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's not doing anything. It's not a kosher mechitza. And therefore what? Oh, so I'm not creating an oil or anything like that. Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow even that. Rabbi Eliezer says, even to be moisiv on an oil is no good. Even though you're not making an oil, you're being moisiv on it. It doesn't work. You're not allowed to. So he wouldn't allow this. So that can't be pshat in Rabbi Meir. Rather, it must be Elo Aliva de Rabbonon. He must be going according to the Rabbonon, who say you're allowed to be moisiv. Eimar de Omri Rabbonon de Hosef. So fine, the Rabbonon allow you to add on to an existing oil. Belechatchilo mi omar, would they allow you to create an oil to start with? Remember, this is the third wall. To have the third wall in place, that's creating an oil. Beforehand, you didn't have an oil at all. Yeah, clear? So the Gemara, I'm just going to go one stage further, and then Be'ez Hashem will be mazbeh a little bit more. Eloha v'ho Rabbono. Rather, both prices really, you know what? They're both Rabbono. They're both going according to the Rabbono. So the Pshat is, V'kelim are kelim no kasha. So let's start with the stira of kelim on kelim, no problem. Ho b'devin shalishis, ho b'devin revi'is. One's talking about the third wall, and the other one's talking about the fourth wall. Meaning to say, the Braisa which says that you're allowed to put the kelim there, that's talking about the fourth wall. So, you already have the kosher sukkah. You already have three walls. So this is nothing more than being moisif on an oil. Therefore, it's alright. Whereas the first Braisa, which says you're not allowed to put the person, the kelim, sorry, it's about kelim, you're not allowed to put the kelim there, you can't put the bed there. Yeah? Why? Because there we're talking about the third wall. And the third wall means you're creating a sukkah. that's creating an oil to start with. That you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, Dekon Ami is also very meduyuk, that's Peshat, Diktoni, because it was taught, Nofal doif no, if its wool fell. What's its wool? Just say Nofal doifen, a wool fell. What's doif no, its wool? We're talking about the make it or break it wool. That is the third wool. Shmamino, says the Gemara, that's a gutaraya. Right? That's it. So, the Gemara over the page is going to move on to deal with Odom. Odom will come to that afterwards, Be'ez Hashem. But what we're saying is, the Peshat is with Kedim, our Kedim is not a Kasha. Brisa number one is talking about the third wool. That's problematic, even according to the Rabbanon. Whereas the second Brisa is talking about the fourth wool, and since it's going according to the Rabbanon say, you're allowed to be moisif on an oil. So once you've got three wools, you've already got an oil. So the fourth wool is mutter to put in place. And taka, it could be a good mechitza, nothing to do with the Rebbe Meir, everything's good now. Yeah? We're happy now for the time being? Okay. So now, Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the page, and he says like this. He says, Tosfos, we're talking about, as we said, we're talking about the stage before, when we wanted to say, this is Rabbi Meir and this is Rabbi Yehuda. Brisa number one is Rabbi Yehuda, who says an animal is good for a mechitza, so I'm sorry, you're not allowed to put the animal in place. Why? Why not? Because you're making a mechitza. So what? Says Tosfos, because we're talking about the third wall. That the Maisa, that stands the Maskana as well. We're talking about the third wall. And since it's a good mechitza, it's going to make the sukkah kosher. That's making an oil to start with. Right? It's making an oil to start with. Right? So therefore, it's no good. Now, Tosfos doesn't actually say that. What I said is maybe what I would have said, and for good reason, Be'ez Hashem will see. Tosfos words it differently. Tosfos says that we're talking about the third wall, that's what we want to say, and truth is, actually, in the first price, he's not actually getting involved in that. Okay, fine. The first price it doesn't allow because it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. You know what? Stick with that. Fine. Stick with that. Yeah, fine. You know what? Because it's making a kosher sukkah. Excellent. Now, the second price, says Tosfos, or the Gemara, that's going according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that you can use an animal for a mechitza. Therefore, it's not kosher as a mechitza. So therefore, it's all right to put the animal there. Says Tosfos, what are we talking about? We're talking about the third wall. But since it's not going to make the sukkah kosher, therefore, it's only considered to be a tosefes ba'almo. You're just being moisif on the oil. And that's why it's allowed. Right? That is key. That is very, very important. Again, let me repeat that because that's very, very important. The first brisa, which says you can't do it. You can't do it because we're talking about the third wall. And we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that animal is good for a mechitza. If you put that in place, you're going to be making a kosher sukkah. That you can't do because that's making a proper oil. Masha Inkin, according to the second price. So the second price is going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds an animal is no good for a mechitza. Therefore, you're not going to create a kosher sukkah. So therefore, it's just a tosefes. It's just being moisif. And therefore, it's mutter. Right? Now, says Tosfos, we've got a problem. How can you say, in the second brisa, that you're not making a kosher sukkah? But it says, Kedei sheyochal v'yishteh v'yoshin. Sounds familiar? Yep. Rashi asked that question. Says Tosfos, yeah, and Rashi answers it. What does Rashi answer? He doesn't really answer it. He just says, yeah, you're right, we could have asked that kasha, but we've got other kashas, so no, we move on. Says Tosfos, was fine, okay. But says Tosfos, but do you understand? Watch what happens in the continuation of the Gemara. What did we just say before we move on? We said that the second Braisa is going in Shetas Rabbi Meir. And since Rabbi Meir holds the behemoth is no good as a mechitza, therefore you're not creating a kosher sukkah. I know it says Kedesh Yechav Yishlevi Yoshe, I could have asked that, but okay, ignore that for the second. Okay, you're not creating a kosher sukkah, so therefore it's not considered to be making an oil, even though it's the third wall. It's just being moisif on an oil. And since you're only being moisif on an oil, you're good to go. Frek the Gemara. Oh no, that doesn't work. Why? Kasha number one is because that only answers Behemoth, not Odom and Kedem. Fine. Kasha number two, because who's he going in? If he's going in Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't even be moisif on an oil. And if you're going in the Rabbonon, but Rabbonon say you can be moisif on an oil, but you can't create an oil lechat chila. Frektosus? No? What's the kasha? Anyone? Anyone spot the floor? No? Okay, let me just repeat it. Again, if you just listen to the give and take of the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. What did you say? This is the way Tosfos quoted it, right? Going to Rashi. Fine, what happened? Second Braisa is going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the Hema is no good as a Mechitza. So therefore, even though it's the third wall, but you're not creating a kosher sukkah. So therefore, I'm not going to say you're making an oil. What are you doing? You're being moisif on an oil. Whatever the pshat in that is. Fine. I suppose because, look, if you're not creating a kosher sukkah, so what are you doing? You're adding on extra mechitzas just onto a hut. Just being moisif on an oil. No, let's say so. Fine. So, says Tosfos, but hold on. How can you say that? It says, Kedesh Yechavi Yishtevi Yoshe. Good kasha, but we've got enough kashas to deal with anyway, so put that kasha to the side. Okay. Continue on in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Number one, because that only deals with Behemoth. What about Odom and Canaan? Fine, good. What about the second Kasha? Second Kasha, listen carefully to what the Gemara asks. Because, who is Rabbi Meir going according to? What did Rabbi Meir say before I go on? So we're absolutely clear. You can put the Behemoth there. Why? Because it's not going to make a Kasha sukkah. Behemoth's no good for a sukkah, for a mechitza. So since it's not going to create a kosher sukkah, you're just being moisif on an oil. And I'll repeat it. Since it's not kosher for a sukkah, you're only being moisif on an oil. So therefore, it's fine. Frek the Gemara, the second kasha, who's he going in according to? If he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not even allowed to be moisif. And if you're going to tell me he's going in the Rabbonon, well, that's not going to help you. Because even the Rabbonon agree that you can only be moisif on an oil, but you're not allowed to create an oil to start with. And you know, if you haven't yet got it, I'll speak it out even more. And over here, you're not being moisif, you're creating an oil. Frektosus, no, come on, somebody must have spotted the flaw. No. What's the point? Okay, that's already is the kasha which the Gemara doesn't ask. I think you'll touch more on that. Again, just a basic kasha, says Tosfos. No, there's a flaw. Still not. We said, why are you allowed to put the animal there? Because we're going in Rabbi Meir. And since it doesn't make a kosher sukkah, you are only being moisif on an oil. Fret the Gemara. Ooh, that's not going to work. Because if you're going in Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't allow you to be moisif. Nachon, that's good, right. So I'm not going in Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going in the Rabbonon. Oh, but the Rabbonon, they say you can only be moisif on an oil. They don't allow you to create an oil to start with. No, what's going on? What's the problem? I'm just going to assume the people are muted. That's why no one's saying it. It's so obvious. I'll tell you what I think you mean to say. I'm sure that's what you meant. I just told you, I don't mean I, as in the Gemara. I told you, the pshat in the second brisa is that we're going in Rabbi Meir, and since the sukkah is not kosher, you're only being moisif on an ayel. And you're busy asking me now, oh, but if we're going in the Rabbanon, sorry, we only allow you to be moisif on an ayel, not to create an ayel. Fantastic, I told you. According to Rabbi Meir, you're only being moisif on an oil. What's your kasha? What's your problem? And so fructosis, it doesn't, it's meraf sinigra. So, the answer, Tosfos says, is like this. Tosfos says, well, now one question effectively answers the other. I don't have to say that Rashi anymore. I don't have to say that, you know what, the Gemara could have asked. It could have asked that it says Kedisha Yocha V'yishtav Yoshin. How can you say it's not making a kosher sukkah? But it says Kedisha Yocha V'yishtav Yoshin. Rashi said to that, yeah, the Gemara could have asked that, but we've got enough questions without it. Says Tosfos, no. The Gemara is asking that. That is pshat in the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying to us like this. Listen. Okay, first question is how does it explain Odom Akelim? Fine. But my second question to you is like this. You are telling me that it's only being moisif on an oil because we're going in Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Meir, you're not creating a kosher sukkah. Says the Gemara, listen. If you're going with Rabbi Meir and you're telling me that it's not creating a kosher sukkah, then what do you do with the words Kadesh Yochav Yishtev Yoshi? It says in order that he's allowed to eat, he's allowed to drink, and he's allowed to sleep. So clearly, we are talking about making a kosher sukkah. And if we're talking about making a kosher sukkah, then you're making an Oyel HaChatchila. Even the Rabbanim wouldn't allow that. That's all included in the Gemara's question. It's just, it's a little bit sort of condensed, but it's all condensed into that question. I am asking you on the Loshon Kedesh Yochav Yishtev Yoshin. You're right. If it was going in Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir were to say that a behemoth is no good and you're not creating a sukkah, fantastic. You could tell me you're only being moisif on an oil. But that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says Kedesh Yochav Yishtev Yoshin. So obviously, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care who you're going in. I know one thing, and that is this Braisa is telling me you are creating a kosher sukkah. That says, Kadesh Yochav V'yishtev Yoshin. Once you're telling me you're creating a kosher sukkah, then you are now not being moisif on an oil. You are now creating an oil. And even the Rabbanon don't allow that. And that then forces us on to the next stage in the Gemara, which is, Elomai, this Braisa is talking about the fourth wall, not the third wall, at least with the kedem, right? But we're talking about the fourth wall, right? And the kedeshi, go on. Oh, very, very good. Excellent question. Why did it say Kedesh Yochav Yishtev Yoshin? The answer is because Kadeshiyach Aviyash Teviyoshin is not going on the case of Canaan. And it's actually not going on any case. Let me double check before I say anything. Where's it gone? Sorry, 1 second. Yeah, it's not going on in any case of animal or anything like that. It's going on the case of it's going on the case of Odom. And once we see Be'ez Hashem over the page, we'll answer that question. We'll answer the question, Be'ez Hashem, when we turn the page. Okay. But that's the Lemaisa. We're saying at least the case of Kalim, it's talking about the fourth wall. But again, that's the next stage of the Gemara. We don't yet have to come to that. That's the pshat in the Gemara's question. Says Tosafos, fantastic. I've now answered both. I've answered both things. The question, which was, how can you possibly say that we're, you know, it's Rabbi Meir and you're not creating a sukkah, but it says Kaddish Yechav Yishtevi Yashin. Why didn't the Gemara ask that? That was question one. And what's pshat in the Gemara's question? But you're not allowed to create an Oya Lachatzchira. I told you, we're going in Rabbi Meir, you're not creating an Oya Lachatzchira. Says Tosafos, the two questions, one answers the other. Ha'akufa, that's the Gemara's question. It's very nice, your theory. You want to say it's going in Rabbi Meir? Fantastic. But that isn't what it says. It says, Kadesh Yechav Yishtevi Yoshi. No, we're talking about Odom anyway. That's the first question of the Gemara. It's not talking about Behemoth, it's talking about Odom. Fine. But besides that, it does say Kadesh Yechav Yishtevi Yoshi. It's Elamai, you are creating a kosher sukkah. If you're creating a kosher sukkah, then you're not being Moisiv on an oil. You're creating an oil achatzchila. Fine. Fantastic. Lemaisa, we pointed out, and I think the Goyen Yaakov points this out as well. If you actually look at Rashi, Rashi never, ever, ever said, to start with, that according to Rabbi Meir, you're being Moisif on an oil. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, if you look at Rashi at the beginning in Dibar Maschil, Delav Midi Ko'ovit, when I say the beginning is in the beginning of this little shtickle, we said, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that an animal is no good because it may run away, that's one time he said Shema Tivrach, no problem, you can put the animal there, delav midi ko'ovid, because you're not doing anything. And Rashi said, dekevon delo misakin l'sukkah, since you're not fixing up the sukkah, avar gav de'ovid oil. Did you hear that? He didn't say Moisif. Even though you are making an oihel, shori, it is permitted, the kosova, because this brisa holds, oisin, oihel, arai. You're allowed to make an oihel arai. Why? Well, what? For hoyel de le misakin sukkah, eino elo oihel arai v'shori. That those few lines in Rashi are absolutely key. There's so much packed into those lines. Yesoidus Gedolus, which we don't necessarily go with in the Maskana, but those lines open up the whole sugya for Rashi. At least I found that to be the case. Let's read those lines again. Delav midi ko'ovit. It's about halfway down in Rashi. Line begins with the word ko'ovit. Not much about halfway down in Rashi. We're saying, according to Rabbi Meir, no problem. You can put the animal there. Because an animal is no good as a mechitza, because it may run away. So you can put it there. Because you are not doing anything. Says Rashi, why? The kevon de lo misakin the sukkah, since you're not fixing up the sukkah, avagav de ovid oyel, even though you're making an oyel, surely it's permitted. Why? The kosova, because he holds oisin oyel arai. There's yesod number one. You're not being moisiv on an oyel. Unbelievable, despite the fact that you're not even creating a kosher sukkah. You're making an oyel. But why is it an oyel arai? Says Rashi, v'hoyel to the misakin sukkah, since you're not fixing up the sukkah, eino elo oyel arai v'shori. Do you know what Rashi's saying there? Albeit at this stage in the Gemara, we don't stick with this at the end. But Rashi is saying like this, a yesod godo. And that is that, you know what? If you were taka to fix up the sukkah, that wouldn't be an oyel arai. That would be an oyel kava. How can it be an oyel kava? It's only there for 7 days. The yesod, I believe, is Because kava doesn't mean, well, it's going to be there for years on end. Kava means it's there for the time I need it. In other words, if you're building a house, that's an oil kava, because it's there long term. Now, it's true, you may need a house for, you know, 70, 80 years, and love dafka, the house, at least in times gone by, will stand for 70, 80 years. Okay, but if it's a significant amount of time, no, we can call that oil kava. I only need the sukkah for 7 days. And this is going to stand for 7 days. It's going to be kosher for 7 days. So therefore, it's an oil kava. But we're going in Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it's no good for a sukkah. So that's not an oil kava. That's not an oil kava. Bez Hashem. We may see that it's good for a little bit of sukkahs. That's why it could be an oil arai as well. But put that to the side. It's no good for sukkahs. So what is it good for? This is where we come onto the Ritvaz Yisoid. Whether we're talking about on sukkahs or not on sukkahs, whichever way. The Kadesh Yerchav Yishtav Yoshim part of it, Lamaisa is going to have to be talking about on sukkahs. But, we cannot be talking about on sukkahs, as we said, according to what I'm saying now. The Peshat is, we're talking about Stam. I want to be able to have a bit of privacy. Do you achieve that? Yeah. For as long as the animal will stay there, okay, I've got it. You know, it may be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be an hour. I don't know how long the animal will stay there. For that bit of time, I've got it. So, I've created an oil now, albeit arai, but it's only temporary. Hello? Yeah? Did somebody ask something? Don't know if it was Eddie. No, maybe not. Okay. Okay. Fine. So, again, this is the aside. It's just read those words again and again and again. I do have one big problem with this. I must tell you, I've got one big problem, but let's put that to the side for the time being. But as I state in Rashi, I'm just posh at reading the words in Rashi. Rashi is saying that if you were to say that the sukkah becomes kosher, it would become an oil kava. Why? Because a sukkah by nature doesn't have to last forever. So that would be an oil kava. It's not becoming a kosher sukkah. So therefore, it's an oil arai. Why is it an oil arai? Terrace is because you can sit in there and eat there. But that's something which, for something where I want to eat and sleep, in other words, make a hut, well, that I'd want to be kava. That has to be longer than 10 minutes, an hour. That's oil arai. When I had two walls, I didn't have anything. Now I put a third wall, so I've got an oil, albeit an oil arai. And says Rashi, at this havam in a stage of the Gemara, we hold that's mutter. Rabbi Meir, whatever you want to say, this price holds, oil arai is mutter. Oy bazoy, according to Rashi, the question of Tosfos doesn't start. Tosfos asks, so what's Peshat in the Gemara's question? The Gemara comes along, and the second question of the Gemara, and it says, but even according to Rabbanon, you're only allowed to be moisif on an oil, you're not allowed to make an oil, even an oil arai. Says Tosfos, but I told you you're only being moisif on an oil. Because according to Rabbi Meir, since you're not making the sukkah kosher, so it's only called being moisif on an oil. Rashi says, that's not what I said. I said the pshat in Rabbi Meir is that if it's not making the sukkah kosher, then you're not making an oil kava. You're making an oil arai. And oil arai is mutter. Why is it an oil arai? Because the mice, you can sit in there, eat, sleep, whatever it is, especially if we're talking about a different yom tov, whatever it is. Like the Ritva says. But it's an oil, albeit an oil arai. So on that, the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to create an oil arai. You can only be moisif on an oil. So therefore, the Gemara is forced to go on with a different Peshat. Why didn't the Gemara say, but state kadesh yirchal v'yishtev yoshin? Says Rashi, it's a fair question. And it's a question the Gemara could have asked. But we've got other questions. so we don't bother asking it. We ask, but it's the most basic question. For that, we come on to the Ritzvah. And we say, look, it is a good question. It is a good question, but it's not a knockout question. Because if I want to be stubborn, if I don't have any other questions, if I really didn't have anything else to ask, I'd say, okay, Kadesh Yechav Yishtav Yoshin doesn't mean Alt Hilcha Sukkah. It means Alt practicality, that I've just got the ability to be able to eat, to sleep, to drink in there. You know, it's posh, I've got privacy, I've got a bit of protection. Whether it's Taka on Sukkos, in which case halachically you'd have a problem eating and drinking there, but practically speaking I could, so at least after Sukkos I'd be able to do it, right? Or if you want to just stick with the Ritva and say we're not talking about Sukkos at all. I wanted to say that Rashi could be talking about even on Sukkos, but I have to think that one through. Is it quarter past yet? Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up. I've got two minutes then. So, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to make sure this is clear, because I haven't even managed to finish this shtickle. The Sar Mikutzi, that's the last part of Tosfos, and that's also going to be key for Rashi. The Sar Mikutzi, he wants to come along and say something different entirely. And that is that he wants to say that even according to Rabbi Meir, who says an animal is no good for a sukkah, it doesn't mean to say that it's no good at all. And this is going to be key in understanding this whole thing about Shemot Tivrach. What it means is, look, as long as the animal is there, this is a big chiddush, right? As long as the animal is there, you could eat there. The truth is, I have to tell, I'm going to end with this. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll do the Sar Mikutzi's pshat tomorrow. I know I'm gonna have to recap and just build everything again. And Be'ez Hashem, then we'll go into the Sar Mikutzi and wrap up this whole thing with Rashi. I'll leave you off with the question that the Sar Mikutzi is bothered by, and that is, he said, fine, we're given Tosfos Mahadech, we're given Rashi's Mahadech, still maybe one or two things just to tie up in Rashi, fine. But there's one outstanding question which you haven't dealt with, and that is, but hold on a second. At this stage in the Gemara, does either Brisa fit with the whole story with Nehemiah? Let me ask you a question. Whether you go with Rabbi Meir, whether you go with Rabbi Yehuda, Kulei Alma Moidu, everyone is going to agree that if the Mechitza is a good Mechitza, you're not going to be able to make it on Shabbos. You're saying the only difference between the two Brisas is, does it work to make a kosher sukkah or does it not? Brisa number one holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, it does work. So since it works to make a kosher sukkah, sorry, you can't do it. That's a problem on Yom Tov. Brisa number two says, you can do it. Why? Because it's not making a kosher sukkah. Fine, whether you understand like Tosfos, the pshat being therefore it's a water being meisiv on an oil, whether you say that Rashi, at least in the Havamina, says because it's creating an oil arai, but hold on a second. But it comes out that according to everyone, though, where the mechitza is a gutta halachic mechitza, you wouldn't be able to do it. So in which case, the question comes back. Rav Chisda asks, not Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Yitzchok asks the question, surely you're not allowed to create a mechitza with people on Shabbos. And I brought you a brisa to show that. You said, but I've got a different brisa which allows it. No, you don't. You have a different brisa which allows it if it's not good as a mechitza. Well, over here, if it's not good as a mechitza, Nehemiah can't come back in. The fact that you're allowing Nehemiah to come back in is because it is a good mechitza for Shabbos, for Tchumen. Well, if it's a good mechitza, no one in the world allows you to make that on Shabbos. So it says in Sar Mikutzi, what's going on over here? You know what? The Ritva just says, you know what? Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. The Ritva says a very simple answer, but the Sar Mikutzi's got a Maharich. That Maharich, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to plug in a little bit into Rashi as well. As you can see, this is a little bit tricky, so I'm just taking it a little bit slower, because I don't think we did all of this when we did it the first time round. That's why Be'ez Hashem, to make sure people can tell me tomorrow what is clear, what's not clear, and Be'ez Hashem will try and tie up the loose ends tomorrow.